Hello?
Hello, my name is Store, the returner call from Alabama Department of Labor, Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purpose. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Good morning, this is Charlotte Pass. How are you doing?
I'm well, how are you? Thank you. How may I assist you?
I have a question. The last day of my work was June 28th, and I don't have no vacation days, and we're not getting paid. So I was calling to get out unemployment.
Okay, when is your last day of work?
June 28th.
When did you go back to work?
July 10th.
Okay, give me just a moment.
Okay.
And who's your employer?
Say,
Give me just a second. Okay, may I have your social security number, please?
419-0883-99.
For security purpose, can you please repeat your social security number?
419-0883-99.
Okay, thank you. And may I have your first and last name?
Follow password.
Okay. So, are you on speakerphone, Bluetooth, or earpiece?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And may I have your date of birth?
January 11th, 1980.
And may I have your mother's maiden name? When we're asking for a maiden name, we're asking for her last name only. At the time that she was born, what is her last name that's on her birth certificate?
Passley.
You don't have, okay. Charlotte, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and needs only to file for TA benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
I may have your first name?
Charlotte.
Can you spell that for me, please?
CHARLOTTE.
Do you have a middle initial?
B as in boy.
Your last name?
Passley.
Spell it.
PASLEY.
Right. Has your name changed since your last filed?
No.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked on a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
May I have your phone number beginning with the error code?
334-412-2118.
Had you start filing your claims yourself?
I started online, but it said an error had occurred, so they told me to call.
Good morning. Okay. Okay, when y'all start, you have to be careful about the information you're putting in. I think I see your error. So you just born a couple of days ago?
No.
That's one thing. When you file this, be careful about what information you put in there because you can mess your claim up yourself.
Okay.
And people be in such a hurry just trying to fail it out, but then they mess it on itself up. Good. And verify your date of birth?
January 11, 1980.
Okay. Do you have a driver license?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a regular driver license?
Yes.
And not an Alabama non-driver's ID?
Yes.
What state is your license issued from?
Alabama.
May I have your driver's license number?
6608998.
And Charlotte, verify your race.
Black.
Are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Verify your gender.
Female.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school, 12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And Charlotte, I need your full and complete street address only.
9476 County Road 3.
Is there any additional address information like apartment number or building number?
No.
Okay. Your residential city?
Alabama.
Residential city?
Marion Junction.
Your zip code.
36759.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
Okay, I have 9476 County Road 3, Marion Junction, Alabama, 36759. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your occupation?
Water control.
And are you looking for work in, are you looking for work in your usual occupation?
No.
So you'd be going back to work for a different job?
I'd be going back. We was off a shutdown. I go back to work July 10th.
And no, that's not, I didn't ask. Okay. The question now, are you looking for work in your usual occupation? You said
yes.
No. Okay. Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And Charlotte, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes.
What date are you returning back to work?
July 10th.
Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown?
Company shutdown.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Charlotte, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
60.
What is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
10.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No.
Did you work solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or received workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or received a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in a time between April 4, 2021 and March 31, 2024?
No.
This is your payment option. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you approve for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments. There are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Will that be your checking account, savings?
Checking.
May I have your routing number?
06-200-00-80.
Please confirm your routing number.
06-200-00-80.
May I have your bank account number?
506-810-2184.
I'm sorry, what was that account number again?
506-810-2184.
Please confirm your bank account number.
506-810-2184.
And who's your employer?
Bayon.
And spell it, please.
SEOYON, capital EHWA.
And when are y'all returning back to work?
July 10th.
And your employer's phone number?
334-410-7100.
Work location, city?
Selma, Alabama.
Employment start date?
I got September. You need, because I went through September, you need my extra high day with the company.
Is this the employment start date?
February 2023.
Was it at the beginning of the month, the middle of the month, or the end of the month?
It's like February 26th or 27th.
Your last day that you worked it?
June 28th.
What year?
2024.
And Charlotte, why are you no longer working?
Ma'am?
Why are you no longer working at?
The company shut down.
Okay. Have you received it or do you expect to receive any of the following policy? I'm sorry. Have you received it or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay?
No.
Any sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, we just got to go through, make sure we got everything answered here. And Charlotte, are the answer that you have given all correct?
Yes.
This is your disclaimer. You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalty for making false statement to obtain unemployment benefit. We match the earner you provide with wages reported by your employer. False answer can result in an overpayment and a fraud penalty. You certify by entering your full name that all your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
Okay, you have to state your name for me, please.
Charlotte Pasley.
And verify your social security number.
419-088-399.
All right, thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefit. Please submit the following information. Which of the following city has a current or former association to you? Vestavia, Phoenix City, Enterprise, Oroville, none of the above.
Oroville.
From whom did you purchase the property at 4761 New Century Street? American Home Finance, First Eastside Savings Bank, Glenn Johnson Homes, Northwest Bank of Colorado. I have never been associated with this property.
I have never been associated with this property.
In which of the following city does Maddie King currently live or own property? Birmingham, Alabama, Killeen, Alabama, Mobile, Alabama, Selma, Alabama. None of the above. I'm not familiar with this person.
Selma, Alabama.
Okay, these next three questions, you will state your answer as either I agree or I disagree. The next three questions, you will state your answer as I agree or I disagree. You are hereby filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
I agree.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
I agree.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant's benefits handbook.
I agree.
Okay, Alabama Department of Labor Internet Claim Application Closing Statement. I'm going to read your closing statement after I finish, then I ask you questions. If you have any questions, then we're going to submit your claim, and then I give you a confirmation number and your PIN number. Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirement effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov, update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information book that benefits rights and responsibility contain information on how your claim is determined. It has instructions regarding your eligibility and how to file your required week certification. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the book that could cause a denial of benefits. Charlotte, the process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a weekly certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a weekly certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. Unemployment claim uses calendar week that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant's portal. You will click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage or by telephone. The toll-free telephone number is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made starting on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Choose your first weekly certification between Sunday, July the 14th, and 5 p.m. Friday, July the 19th, 2024. Whether you file online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions and information are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility booklet. Exception to work search requirements are made for the following. If you're an active union member who has submitted proof of good standing with their union, employee who on a verified short-term layoff, claimants that's attended a director's approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Charlotte, since you're job attached and have an expected recall date to work, you are not required to make a work search, but you must be available to return to work upon recall. Any changes in your recall status must be reported by calling our inquiry line, 800-361-4524. Do you have any questions, Charlotte? Do you have any questions concerning your closing statement?
No, ma'am.
Okay, your confirmation number is 489-277-105. Your PIN number is 0817. All right, well, thank you for submitting your initial claim. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.